Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Unter.
What's up? Thursday, right?
Yes, it is. But we're almost done, though. Final hour. We're going to finish strong. I know the show's just been all over the place and just what some would call a quote-unquote train wreck. But hey.
Has this show ever had direction?
No, never.
Was there ever an A and B, and have we ever gotten to B?
Zigged when you should have zagged there. I tell you what we do got right now. It is time for your morning dump art day.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump art day brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77.
77.
Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it. What? Don't be weird, Hunter. God.
You're the weird guy.
You're the weirdo.
He was making weird noises.
Well, I know you were worried, but don't feel bad about Gwyneth Paltrow and the other celebrities, okay? Because like us, okay? During lockdown, during this quarantine, she says she ate a lot of pasta and drank a lot of whiskey every night. Of course, because it's Gwyneth, it had to be quinoa whiskey. And she admits to drinking and leading to cigarette craving, so she was smoking too. See, celebrities, they're just like us. They're just normal people. You know what? If I hear one more celebrity come out and complain.
She blows up.
She blimps up
like a balloon.
God, she got fat. Oh, woof. If I hear one more celebrity talk about how the struggle and what they've been going through quarantine, I'm going to lose my mind. All right. You're in your mansions with your private chefs and all of your money in the bank account. Right. You're still cashing checks. You're getting all these royalties from your movies from us streaming them because we're on lockdown because we can't go anywhere. And you're just living high on the hog. And then you come in. Oh, it's been so tough.
Oh gosh.
I haven't been able to go to my trainer to do my yoga.
You're fine. You know what? Your struggle bus isn't real. It's not.
No,
you don't have struggle.
It is a struggle bus, but it's one of those fancy tour buses with all of the other amenities, while the rest of us
are
in a short bus all crammed in together. Celebrities, shut the F up. That's the best thing you can do right now during this pandemic is just be quiet and stop saying that you're struggling like the rest of us. You're not, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just soak in your hot tub. In your beautiful mansion and just let it pass and just don't, we don't need to hear from you. Right
I
now,
haven't
you
know? Been able to have my morning Slurpees or my morning drinks made by my personal chef. Shut up, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right. Hey, complain to your Alfred, not us.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Whine to your butler that you have, you jerk. Anyway, so yeah, I wanted to complain about celebrities again. Lastly, have you ever had that moment in the middle of the night where some strange noise happens, that bump in the night, if you will?
Oh, God.
How do you react? Well, a new survey was asked of people what they do when they hear a strange noise. The number one answer, they just wait. They wait to hear if they hear anything else. Like, let's see how this plays out. Let's see what that was, you know? What do you do, Hunter?
So this is an obvious answer. No, everybody should do this because if you go under the covers, the monsters can't get you. Duh.
It's basic science.
I learned that as a child. Everybody should know that.
The murderer won't find you if you go underneath the blankets.
Now, you know what I do? I just wear a ski mask to bed so the murderer thinks he's on my, he's on my team.
Oh, wait, I thought this was a one-man job. No, you take downstairs. I got up here. It's fine. No, I have been tasked with, obviously, the protector role, which I'm not going to lie. I put on a brave face. If my wife hears a bump in the night, she goes, Brock, go check that out. I'm like, don't worry, babe, I got it. But really deep inside, I'm going, what is it? I don't like going down. And what am I going to do? I'm there in my boxers holding a baseball bat. I'm not going to do anything. Like, come on now, you know?
Yeah. Typically, I just pull the pin and launch a grenade out the bedroom door and just hope for
the
best.
That's not a bad idea. You know, I got insurance.
Anything's out there, they're dead. So
I got insurance. It'll be fine. And it's not like they're going to stick around. They see that grenade. You know, that might even work if it's a fake grenade. You know what I mean? You could just throw that thing down and you'll hear them. Oh, my God, is that a grenade? Run! You've got some. So, all right, either wear a ski mask, either throw a grenade down there. Or hide under the covers. Hunter, I think you got this figured out, man. There's nothing.
I got it, man. Trust me. Ain't nobody coming over to my house and stealing nothing.
Nothing to be scared of. Nothing to be scared of. Not me. I just run down blindly screaming and swinging a baseball bat and hope it scares them away.
Hey, you know what key is, though? Be naked. Yeah. Be naked. Naked's ain't nobody going to wrestle option. You if you're naked.
And it even could work out because maybe you could get laid. Maybe the robber's into that kind of thing. So, you know, a little bit of sex coming your way.
It's kind
of
weird.
That's right. Come here. Come here, Mr. Robber. Leave the ski mask on. That is your Morning Dump Part 2. Sorry. We'll be back.
More of the Plan B.